Good morning on Friday, the 2nd of October 2015. With so much crystal clear prima facie evidence of criminal offences committed by various union officials, it's a tragedy that one of the first matters brought before the courts, and that is through the arrest of the CFMEU John Lomax in Canberra, that first arrest for substantial criminal offences has resulted in the prosecuting authorities in the ACT dropping the matter, no evidence being led, and the guy walks free to jubilation, scenes of jubilation from the CFMEU. Now, I don't know the evidence against him because the matter was not brought before the Royal Commission, although I know he is to appear in these current round of hearings. But to charge somebody where there was a prospect that no evidence would be led and the person would walk is such a downer, a tragedy for people who support rooting out union corruption. And the tragedy is simple. It's this. We know of dozens of people who have matters that are crystal clear alleged against them who have not been charged. You can look at the Health Services Union, Diana Asmar, and the others down there that, I mean, it's crystal clear what they told the Royal Commission is false. What they did in relation to sitting the right of entry tests for others is fraudulent. There have been findings in various tribunals to that effect. Certainly the Royal Commission found that. The Fair Work investigation found that. One of the Fair Work commissioners ruled on that. And they go to work every day as if nothing had happened. Brian Parker has a litany of matters against him for which there is substantial evidence. Are there any charges? No. Michael Ravbar, similar, much the same, no charges. The list goes on and on. And probably the most notorious members of it are Bruce Wilson, Ralph Blewett, and as the Victoria Police said in their investigative report put before the coroner, and others, Blewett, Wilson, and others. Now, these matters were substantially completed in terms of investigation quite some time ago. They sit now and stew with politically appointed directors of public prosecution. So, if you believe there is corruption and crime in the ranks of union leaders, if you believe something should be done about it and justice should be manifestly seen to be done, and if you are worried at the slow pace of bringing these people before the courts, then like me, you'd have to be absolutely aghast that one of the few matters brought to court by way of the arrest of John Lomax has now been dropped. The CFMEU is jubilant. It will take much heart from the development that dropped the charges against Lomax. And while they've got good reason, I mean, anybody who gets off a criminal charge is going to be happy about it. For the rest of us, it's very, very sombre news. It's very, very dark news. The Turnbull government has done so much to make itself more like a Labor government than what preceded it. My God. We're into a 2020-like summit with Kevin Rudd yesterday that had Dave Oliver of the ACTU at it. We're going to be on the Security Council again, or mount a case to be on the Security Council again with Julie Bishop. Turnbull has gone out of his way to soften the rhetoric in relation to Islamic terror and to cozy up to the Muslim community. He's all over Facebook and Twitter and what have you, and communicating in the fashion that you would expect of, well, the left and young people. He's trying to make his government more appealing to them. At some point, I think the broad middle ground of Australia, people who don't like to see cheating and thieving and people who like to see the economy on a sound basis, at some point, that middle ground is going to turn harshly against Mr. Turnbull, I think. And for the rest of us who aren't activists, we should sit here and ponder today, how is it that Australia has become a place where evidence of seriously criminal behaviour can be brought before a tribunal, a commission or whatever, recommendations made in relation to charges, and years later, nothing happens.